last year. Amen. Two more this year. Praise the Lord. That's awesome. That's awesome. God is working to bring us more and more together, even as we're struggling with some of our problems. Transformed, being changed and transformed through the personal time in the Word, small group time together in the Word of God. We're seeing new groups. We had a Tuesday group that formed last year. It's got new people coming to that. Forming, we had new people that had not been a part of a group before that were part of that. Karen's got a group that she's been leading at home with new people that have not been a part of a group before that are coming together, and it's just to learn from God's Word. That's it. Moving people a step deeper, right? Helping people to go one step deeper in their faith and finding one place to serve. Billy talked about that at the beginning. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And that's who what we're supposed to be. We don't come here to be served. I don't come to church to sit back and say, all right, entertain me. Do something good, because it better be good, because I can go to the church down the street. No, we come here not to be served, but to serve, just as Jesus did. And we're seeing new people. We got two new youth workers that have been working with the teens. Seven new children's workers this past year that have started working with our kids. Plus the ones that were working with VBS this past summer. There was new people there. Oh, we had a new worship team member. Kevin's in here helping out with that. Plus the trustee. There's five new people that were helping out in our trustee ministry. God's doing some good things. Many people helped out with the Christmas dinner. And we reached out to our community and connecting with some our families this year. When you invest in your faith and in people and in ministry, you begin to own it. You become part of it. And that makes all the difference in the world. And that last verse that said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, even so I am sending you." Next slide, please. There it is. All right. Father sent me. Go out, love God and love people, and bring someone back with you to plug into that. Get involved in a Bible study. Get involved in a group. And then bring somebody with you. Right? Go and find a place to serve, either here in the church or in the community. Bring somebody else back with you to be a part and plug them into this process, because if you find a place to love and to be transformed by the Word and serve, you will grow in your faith. It's simple and powerful and profound. So it's exciting when we see what God really is doing. We have our challenges, yes, but we also see what God is doing. And I'm excited for what God is going to do in this coming year. Somehow he's got a plan in all of this, and he's going to use me, he's going to use you, each and every one of you, somehow to minister to somebody, to touch a life, to share about the love of Christ with somebody in your life, in your neighborhood, in your workplace, in your community. Amen? That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, I'm going to close us in prayer, and we're going to take a five-minute break. We're going to have our local conference meeting where we vote on our budget for the coming year. We discuss that. We have a couple of elections that we will take care of as well. And that is open to everybody. If you're a member, you'll have an opportunity to vote. But anybody that's wanting to know what's going on in the church and how can I be a part of it, we would welcome everybody to be able to stay and hear what is going on in the church. Amen? So I'm going to close us in prayer. Father, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for a year where we saw so much of you working. I just can't keep thinking about what Kevin said and what Karen said and others about how you're helping people to come together. You're helping us, Lord, to encourage one another and bless one another and work together. So many new people getting plugged in. Thank you, God. And I thank you for how you're going to continue, Lord, even more so in this coming year. We give all these things to you, Lord. We've got worries and concerns, and we got things we're celebrating. All of it we entrust into your care. In the strong name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, amen. 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 All right. 5